Well, Darrell, we're into our fall period where we're going to start seeing calves go to market day in that fall feeder calf run. Any trends that you're seeing as we head into this run here?
The trend very clearly has been up here since about August. It looked like we were breaking the market in August, Ray, but we've had a very strong seasonal rally here. I think a lot of that having to do with markets having a perception that there will be an ample supply of cheap feed grain stocks again this fall.
So as you're looking at the market and where it's at right now, have we leveled off? Are we going to see any further price increases here?
Well, I have a bit of a concern here that values may very well be peaking here right now, both on a seasonal basis and a long-term basis, Ray. I think the border opening to animals under 30 months, you know, put some enthusiasm back into the market. But when I take a look at the ratios here for both the feedlot managers as well as the packers, that we're looking at some pretty red numbers here. So the ability for these markets to continue at these levels when the end user is incurring fairly hefty losses would be somewhat suspect.
The spread is too wide at this point, Darrell, between feeder prices and fed prices?
Well, I'll just go after some industry benchmarks that are reported here on my trade wires here each day here, Ray. But feedlot managers in the United States on lightweight animals, on current values between feeders and forward fat live cattle prices, they're looking at a loss of about $100 per head at these current prices.
That sends you a signal that this is going to have to come down, Darrell?
Well, I don't think you can sustain a negative feed margin in any business for an indefinite period of time, Ray, and not only are the feedlot managers looking at fairly negative numbers, also the packer margins and what they're having to pay for fat animals versus what they're able to get for the finished product out of the packer, showing negative numbers too, around $45 a head.
Can you make that up with our low-cost feed grains right now, Darrell?
No, definitely not. The current these values or these margins have been figured in with prices where they are right now, Ray. So, you know, you would have to look at the substantially lower feed grain prices or a fairly hefty appreciation in forward live cattle prices in order to make up for those negative margins or put that back into the black.
So as producers get ready for this fall calf run, it's an anticipation that we're probably at the high of the market right now then?
Well, it would look that way to me, and I'm just focusing on the feeder cattle market here on the long-term basis. We had all-time highs occurred in August of 2004 at around 118.70. That was on the U.S. market. We're currently trading that index at around 115.90, which is very close to that record high. At the same time, I think that there's certainly more cause to be concerned about where the U.S. economy is heading and what consumer demand will be like in the months ahead.
So, Darrell, when you're talking about consumer demand, I mean, it's a dwindling whole household budget that's going to impact beef consumption here?
Well, consumers, of course, have been under quite a bit of pressure this year, Ray, with respect to much higher energy costs and, of course, these recent storm events in the United States, you know, causing some fairly major consumer problems in those areas of the country in terms of getting back on their feet again. So, you know, you would have to be somewhat concerned in the months ahead that the consumer may reallocate his purchasing patterns and directions that are away from high-priced beef consumption products.